right. Very happy to be back now talking hockey with Linfield's head coach, John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. And it's a little weird, but at least we're doing it.
At least we're doing it. Long overdue. Real happy to be here.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I can't even imagine how strange it is. But let's start a little bit about that. What are some of the things that have maybe a little different here in terms of practice? And I think one question that was bothering me all along here, Coach, before we even get started, was thinking about calling you and talking with you, was have some kids decided not to play due to the, I guess I'll say, the inconvenience of the pandemic and so on?
No, you know most hockey families and players, they're crazy, so we get full participation with all our guys.
Oh, that's good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So what are some of the, how has practice been? What are some of the changes that you've had to go through in terms of organizing things? I know you got some rule changes, especially with face-offs and especially with puck along the boards and so on, but how's it been different for you, Coach? Because it's a shortened season, but I know everybody's happy to be on the ice.
Yeah, well, starters, the guys pretty much got to show up at the rink a lot closer to getting on the ice. That's games and practice. We have our guys dressing in their bottoms, like old school, when you're 6 years old, showing up to a rink, and then they basically jump in the rink, spread out. They rubberize the entire rink for Peabody so you can walk all the way around.
Oh.
And they basically spread out, put on their skates and tops, and get out there. So the little logistics are like you have to say spread out 700 times every day because they're just so used to, obviously in the course of play, they're going to get close. But when you're in lines or you're doing a huddle or you're on the bench, they got to break them of the habit of just trying to convince them all that pretend like everyone's radioactive and you can only be near them for so long, and if you can avoid it, do it. So that's just a constant. As far as the gameplay, the one game we had, the rules didn't really seem to be too bad. They just keep you apart before the face-offs and try and avoid those scrums in the corners, which is difficult. I think we're going to see that crop up a little bit more moving forward. But, I mean, I think it also depends on the ref crew, how often, the style of the play. The game's up and down and zipping around and the puck's not on the wall a lot, then you're not going to get a lot
right.
of those. We didn't have a lot in our first game.
It's funny, John. I want to get to that first game in a minute here, but I went skiing on Monday with my daughter, and it's the same type of thing. You can't get dressed indoors anymore. You have to get dressed in the car. You have to wear the mask and so on. But I was surprised at how quickly, frankly, I adapted because I'm so used to doing certain things. But the kids, I guess, as you say, the main thing is keeping them separated. And do they have to wear any special masks when they're out on the ice participating?
So, yeah, they do have to wear, as long as they're wearing a mask covering their nose and mouth. They didn't really give us two specifics. So that is really another big problem because out of all the sports, hockey's, in my opinion, the toughest because it's not just aerobic. It's a lot of anaerobic and the physical exertion. Obviously, with the 45 second to a minute shift, people don't know the game. They're like, oh, why is that so quick? It's because you're physically exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Physically exhausted, you're huffing and puffing and breathing in that mass. And unfortunately, there are no mass breaks once you're in the rink, so that's
okay.
Kind of been tough.
Well, I know hockey is sprinting. You're out there, you're sprinting 100 miles an hour. You don't take time off on a shift. And what I found skiing, and I'm just guessing here, but what I found skiing was the same thing when I was doing polling, and required to breathe heavily. The mask was a little bit restrictive.
Sure.
The kids are younger, and of course, and they're more resilient. Has there been any kind of pushback against that? I mean, or shorter shifts, that kind of thing, or whatever.
No, it's been pretty business as usual. Everyone's in the same boat, so it hasn't really come to that yet. It's just a constant just reminder of, like, some of them it's inadvertent. The mask is going to slide off your nose. Some of it's like the kid's trying to sneak a breath so he's not breathing in cloth. But, it's just trying to learn on the fly here and evolve and adapt.
Oh, man, I really appreciate all you coaches getting out there and doing this and working with the kids, and I know the parents want the best as well. What about fans, John? You guys play your home games at the McVann O'Keefe in Peabody. Are parents allowed in?
No parents, and that's been a source of confusion because I believe youth sports, depending on the rink, they're allowing no more than two parents per kid. And I think that has to do with more just being minors and, you know, travel and whatnot. So high school, depending on the league, rink, but I'm pretty sure it's just no spectators across the board for high school sports. I know some other different sports in the fall, outdoor, obviously you can kind of control that a little easier, but indoors it's just like, private facility, it's shut down. So there's no fans in the stands.
Some of the schools have video streaming services on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere. How about Linfield?
Yeah, Linfield, we had had someone do that for the first game. So the parents, it's bad enough they can't be in there. So it'd be a nightmare if they couldn't even see it as it was going on. It's one thing to watch it like a tape a video, or like we have the huddle that the kids watch, but it's nice to watch as it's going on real time.
Oh yeah, and it's nice to have your nose dripping, freezing, and going for the hot chocolate, you know, and
yeah.
And sitting beside people rooting on. Yeah, it's not the same, but we're out there, the kids are out there, and that's the good news.
Exactly.
Before I get to the first game, tell me a little bit about your roster, coach.
We got a second year in a row, like a sneaky good team. People look at our roster and they see that we lost 10, 11 seniors, lost a lot of firepower, lost a lot of goals, but we got a pretty deep program. We always have a bunch of JV promotions that could be anywhere from a sophomore, junior, or even a senior. And then we had a huge freshman class. We had 18 freshmen in the program this year. So that definitely helped. I took seven freshmen, which is the biggest number I've taken since maybe our first year.
Well, tell me about Brother Jay, because the brothers Gardner, just solid, you know, solid post there in Linfield. And I don't know that I'm going to get to see you guys. I'm hoping I'll see you when you come to Rockport, if they let me in the rink. But how's your assistant doing?
He's doing great. He's just chomping at the bit, obviously, to get back at it. Wouldn't be the same without him on the bench. We've been doing it together for maybe 20 years now, high school for our 10th now. So he's we've had a different mentality this year, obviously, with everything going on.
It's
a built-in perspective, and it's just like we always have fun, but trying to have fun and just, you know, win when we can, the game in front of us, and set us up for next year. So we're trying to be a little more.
I was going to ask you about that, about the mental objectives, if you will. When you go into a season, obviously, man, you know, you want to win the games, you want to make the state tournament, and then go from there. It's a truncated season now, and I know that you coaches, number one priority is safety. You want all the kids, you want all the adults, you want everybody to be safe. So you've got a truncated season. So, John, you're an extreme competitor. You guys are always, you know, you play to win at the interscholastic level. How have the objectives changed for you in terms of coaching in a shortened season, or have they? Is it still, listen, let's just go out and kick ass every game?
Yeah, I mean, the tournament is a tough one, losing that, but it's what meaning you put into anything for that matter. So it's basically just like, we had a bunch of years where we weren't going to qualify the tournament, but you just play hard for the game that's in front of you. You want to compete and give your best effort and you know, have some pride and some passion. So as far as that goes, we're really, everyone talks the Belichickian in one game at a time, the next game in front of you, but that's really what it's been, because it's you don't know if you're going to get the next one. So we were happy to play Saturday. Not happy with the result, but it's really just kind of short-sighted, you know, a little bit more tunnel vision focused on, again, what's in front of you.
It's funny, again, with the analogy of our skiing yesterday, to me it was like, I didn't know if I'd ever get to go skiing again, and so this ski day I'm going to enjoy it the best I can, and we're going to get the most out of it. And I have a very, very happy memory of skiing on Monday. Now, let's go to that first game, Hamilton-Wenham. Sometimes a goaltender will just shut the door, and there ain't much you can do about it. So tell me a little bit about that first game, which ended up with you guys in a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, we call it a 1-1 loss, and we've had many of those over our 10 years. That seems to be our Achilles heel, you know, finish. So we kind of did some advanced analytics this year with COVID and having me crunching numbers. And for us, it was just hats off to the team for sure. I think, it was more a product of his defensemen were able to move us, so their goalie could see the puck. And, you know, we probably attempted north of 50 shots, but this wasn't anything like the game last year on New Year's Day when the Gloucester kid had 48 saves and had some spectacular, like, 10 bell saves. This was more a product of, missing the net, hitting the goalie in the stomach. We call it a baseball can of corn right in the glove. Thank you very much. Again, not to take away from, you know, having 35 saves, mm-hmm. but I don't want to blame the rust or like any of that because it's been a kind of a consistent, pitfall for us. So that was just frustrating. We didn't get any power plays. I think if we got a power play, that could have been a different story. But, not pleased with the result. But again, we're out there.
Is that something in terms of putting shots on goal, coach? I want to say it's correctable, but then again, you've got kids who have certain habits, I guess it is, and they want to do a certain thing a certain way. And so you sort of have to coach them. You have to keep hammering away at certain things, like when you see this, how about do that instead of what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's talking points and drills you can do. And unfortunately, when it comes down to that, just, you know, the last thing, you know, you put them in a position. It's one thing if you're not getting the chances, generating chances as a team, a little bad puck luck here and there. But when you have, like, your better players, in all alone point blank and you shoot it right off the Hamilton Wenham star, mm-hmm. what are you gonna do there? So that's on the player's own.
Right.
They gotta shoot all off season. They gotta be able to pick their spots. We can only do so much in the finish scoring department. That's kinda
right.
Like the last bit of the execution. And unfortunately sometimes that's very much a God given ability that you can definitely improve and work on, but The true goal scorers, it's almost like it's in their DNA.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Coach, when Coach Jackson works with us, formerly of Marblehead, he always talks about, the dirty goals and a lot of goals in high school. Well, I guess in all hockey, come off of dirty goals. And that's something, that every coach says, yeah, that's pretty cool. Tell me a little bit about your leaders, Coach, because you mentioned, you got a sneaky good team here. So, and you got a huge game coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah. Brendan Hennahan's one of our three captains, along with Alex Bonapane and Jake DeBenedictis in the cage. They're all great kids. Let their game do the talking. Lead by example kind of guys. The Hennahan kid's one of the best kind of natural born leaders I've seen in quite some time. Like an extra coach out there.
Oh, okay.
Very cerebral, very mature. So it's great to have all three of them, but I'd probably stress Brendan the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and back on D?
Back on D, we have four. What do we have? We have Drew Demiani, sophomore, very talented, dynamic defenseman. We have Tyler Scopatulo, junior, Patrick mm-hmm. Barrett, junior, Owen Kennedy, Jr., and then we have a transfer, a JV promotion, a freshman, a couple freshmen. So we got a good group back there.
I'm really looking forward to this. And, it's a shortened season. It's going to go fast, but we still have a lot of hockey ahead of us. Any scouting report on Newburyport this year?
Yeah, we do our due diligence with all opponents and obviously play them twice a year. They return some key players, like always. They got I think it's the Spence kid on defense. He's a real, real dynamic offensive defenseman. Gets kind of going downhill. They got their returning leading scorer, some D, obviously, some role players. But you know what you're going to get with Newburyport. They're going to play a full steam ahead, straight line, heavy game, and it's going to be physical, and you're not going to have a lot of time and space, and they're going to, speaking of the dirty areas and the dirty goals, that's what they specialize in. So they I give them credit. They create their own bounces and luck because
All right.
They do work hard. So what we know if we don't bring some more intensity and some more jam on Wednesday, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I talked with Coach Amin a couple of weeks ago, and he was excited about getting back out there as well. This game is at the Graff Rink, 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then we got, where is the Triton game going to be on Saturday?
Oh, unfortunately, we're going right back up to the
Graff. Oh, the Graff, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you know, you could... No, never mind. I was going to say you could get a hotel, but no, that won't work. Okay.
Yep.
All right. That is Linfield High School hockey head coach John Gardner. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.